Okay, so I want to touch on a topic that we've done, that's come up several times in the Masechta. The first time in Daf Nun Vav, Stephen told me that you had shiur on the topic of Tanai in general. I want to focus specifically on the issue of Masna Mashikos B'Torah, someone who makes a Tanai against the Torah, okay? Yeah? He told me that he touched on it, but I want to come back to it, because it comes up again at the beginning of the ninth perek. So the beginning of the ninth perek begins with Akosev Leishto Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Nechasayeh Hariza Ochel Peros Bechayah V'Mesa Yorusha. Right? That if a series of cases, right, where a husband writes to his wife that I have no rights to your property, still he eats the peros, and if she dies, Yorish, and goes through a series of cases what exactly it means when a husband writes himself out of the ksuba, and then at the end, right, you have the machlokes, right? In all these cases, if she dies, he inherits. But then at the end, if he writes kasev la dinu dvarim ein li minechasayech uba perosein uba peri perosein v'chayech uba moseich, right? If he says, I have no rights to anything that you have in your lifetime, in your death, anything. So he doesn't eat from the peros, he doesn't eat from the product, the things that are produced by her property in her lifetime. She dies, he doesn't inherit. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Emesa Yirashena. If she dies, he does inherit. Bibnesha Masna Mashakos Batara, Chal Masna Mashakos Batara, Tano Batel. Because he made a Tanai against the Torah. And any Tanai that is made against the Torah doesn't work. Okay? Yes? Okay. So why? Right? Why is it that Tanai that goes against the Torah doesn't work? So, first, yes?
Is it in any way related to, like, Nadarim against Torah, which automatically not Chal also?
So possibly. Right? There are other cases, you're right, I mean, there are other models that we have in the Torah, such as Nedarim, where you cannot make a neder against the Torah, but there might be a problem in Nedarim, right? In Nedarim, why is it that you can't make a neder against the Torah?
You can't escape. It's beyond your ability.
So the Gemara there is Menaseach Mushbam Ve'Omed Mehar Sinai, that you can't make a neder against the Torah because you already have made a neder, right? But that may be a problem in Nedarim, right? I made a neder. Right, so it's neders, right? That may not be true here. Now, we're going to deal with three main shitas in Rishonim, and that's what's here on the daf. I found recently that Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg, people know who Rav Zalman Nechemia is?
No,
okay, this is a name you should know. What?
Rizang.
No, the Garzen, right? He's known as the Garzen, the axe, right, for his incredible acuity. The Gaon Rav Zalman Nechemia. He's Rav Shlomo Zalman's son-in-law. He's a Rosh Abbes in Yerushalayim. He's the Rosh Yeshiva of Machon Lev. He's a very, very prominent posek, Bizman Hazeh. Very, very prominent. Very, very important person. Very, very, very sharp. So he has an article where he argues that really, Masna Mashikos B'Torah, the classic cases, are really in cases like this. Really, right, if you notice, in this case, the case of Yerusha, or the case of the Machlokes of Mekadesh Menashe She'ein Alai Sher Ksus Va'ona. And the classic cases in the Torah of Masna Mashikos B'Torah are all in cases of what? What's the machlokes about? If
it's chal or not?
What's the specific type of Tanai?
Like shvius or
let's take this example for a moment, right?
Like to property.
Wait, what's going on? The husband's saying, "I don't want to inherit," and the machlokes is, does that work or not? So, what is he trying to do?
Not inherit. To his own detriment.
Yeah, exactly, right? Meaning he's trying to, he has a right, and he's trying to be mochon his right. He's trying to remove himself from the right. So Rav Zalman Nechemia argues that really, this is a misnomer. Masna Mashikos B'Torah is not this huge machlokes in Kol HaTorah Kula, can I make it tonight against the Torah? That obviously doesn't work. It's specifically In cases where I have a right, am I allowed to be mochel on the right? Am I allowed to say, look, the Torah wants me to have something? Am I allowed to say, look, I don't want the right? Because so by Darabanan, we definitely say you can, right? If like that, I'm allowed to do. A wife is allowed to say, look, I'm allowed to be supported in return for my ma'aseh yadayim, but since the takana was made litova, see, for my benefit, I'm allowed to say no. If she betakana chama, right? That's the continuation.
But then doesn't that get you into a philosophical question of like, then the machloket is, is the Torah for your own benefit, or is it just...
I mean, then we can start asking, right, what does that tell us? Does it tell us that, right, what's the nature of this right? Is it that the Torah is giving you an opportunity, or it's saying, no, this is what you should have, right? You can't...
That should have to.
Right, have to, fine. I mean, it's normative as opposed to, right, it's not giving you an opportunity, it's telling you legally, right, you are the heir, right? That's who you are. You can't alienate that status from yourself. Now, this is
alternatively it could be, is it something that you have to receive, or something that someone else has to lose?
I mean, it's not really losing, right? I mean, or the guy, she's dead.
As in, someone has the responsibility to give that part up.
Possibly. It's possible, right? I mean, we could be even a seichen in different ways. B'mechilas kvod Taraso, I think this is a little bit of an overstatement in the sugya. Meaning the classic cases. This is one classic case of Masa Mashkos B'Torah, but there are others, such as Are, right, when you're Mochel, Shmita, you're right, Kiddushin, we said that, right? But Shmita, right? I'm not right, that Shmita is not Mishame. So one could look at the wiping away of the loan in Shmita as a right. Right, but that's not obvious that it's a... One second. It's not obvious that it's a right. Right? I mean, yes, it's something which is litovas the love, but it's not clear it's a right in the classic sense of the word, right? There's a homachlokes. Is it afkata de malka or not? Right? Does the loan automatically dissipate, or does the baal have to be actively mochel it? While the Urayim famously paskins that Shemitah is not mishamet unless the malve actually is Mishamek, the loan actually says I forgive the loan, otherwise it doesn't even work. Rove, Rubo, Rishon, that's not true. Meaning, you may have a mitzvah to be Mishamek, right? But it works by itself. Right? I mean, it's a status. Yes, it's litovat, but right, it's not a classic litovat. It's, right, it's a, you know, it may not just be litovat halove, it may be about the financial well-being of society, right, which maybe you're not able to be mochel on. Other cases of, again, one could fit it in, right? You could say, look, Shemitah's litovat halove, the other places of ona'ah, right, of overcharging. Yeah, overcharging at some level seems to be about the buyer giving, protecting him. So one could definitely defend Rav Zalman Achaiman's claim. Livianiya's idea, it's a little bit of an overstatement, but it's definitely an interesting kivun to think about, right? To think that really the machlokes masna mashkos b'Torah is simply this question: when the Torah gives me a right, is it saying this is what must happen, or is it saying this is your opportunity, and that's it, right? It could be. I haven't seen this in Rishonim, or even in early Achronim. I saw this. Right, the first I've ever seen this svara is in Razam Nechemia, who is still Baruch Hashem alive, and he should live for many more years.
Amen.
I tend to think that if it hasn't come up, there's, you know, it's a little bit too mechudash, but it's definitely defensible. I'm just not totally convinced. Yes,
just quickly, Urayim is in Rishon or Nachron, you said.
Is it Rishon? Rishon is sort of Metz.
Yeah, and
is it German Bala Tosfos? If I remember correctly, the Simon is. I think it's Kuf Tzadi Dalet in the Urayim or something like that.
Where it says where he's from.
What?
What you mean where it says where he's from or what?
No. The Simon that is quoted. He is a German Balatos.
Okay. And what's good with Shavuos, for example? I know there's a bit of it, but less. So the idea is if you can sort of sidestep either Moses shows up the Beis Din or use the or use Mashkan or. Which I forget which one is it, Olai or Let's Ask Me Tanish?
I mean, there are different ways that you could actually
mass it. There's some not sure.
Yeah, but that's not mutter. That's not mutter. That just works. Yeah. Right, that just works. Right, the difference that Gemara and Mako stuff Gimel makes, Gimel and Bez, right, of in Olai Shmita or in Shmita Mishametes is a question of if you're going to make it tonight, how would it work? Yeah. Right? But that's clearly tonight. Moser Shrussel the best and Mashko and Vechadome is not.
Yeah.
It's not you're literally sidestepping the Isser.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying is. So we always, like, whenever we find halakhic faults, we often say, you know, God has his reasons for the loopholes. But having said that, does that mean effectively Shavius is, can we take that as, it's a bit of a stretch, but to say that's sort of a simon that Shavius isn't always applicable? Because if there's X many ways of sidestepping,
I mean, it might be
sort of side support to the Iranian's position, or anyone.
No, love Dafgar. I mean, the fact that you can sidestep it doesn't
in so many ways. Well, when I say so many, I'm not saying there's hundreds, but you know what I mean. There's quite.
No, I mean the fact that you can sidestep the Isser doesn't mean. I mean, those are two separate questions, right? The Urayim's claim that even when I don't need to sidestep anything, meaning Shemitah is not Meshameit. I mean, if anything, this goes against the Urayim, right? I mean, what's the Urayim saying? That really there's no Afkata.
It wouldn't go, yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't work, right? And the Urayim is saying it would work, right? I actually need to be Mocha the loan in order for the loan to not exist, mm-hmm. right? But all these patentim, right, all these you know, ways of circumventing it seem to imply that if I didn't do that, the loan would disappear by itself, right? That's a simple understanding, which the Rambam doesn't believe, right?
Yeah, how do we...
It's possible there's also Tzvei Dinim, right? The Rush famously holds in the fourth paragraph of Gittin that there's Tzvei Dinim, that the beginning of Shemitah, right, the beginning of Shemitah, there's a mitzvah to be Meshameit, right? But it's not automatic. And the end of Shemitah automatically disappears, right? There's actually both are true.
What, as in Halacha Maisa?
Oh, that's the Rush Paskin, Halacha Maisa. That's why there's a Chumrah from the Balatanya, from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, to write a prosbul at the beginning of Shemitah, right? I mean, the year before Shemitah, on the Chash that we pass like the Rush, that the beginning of Shemitah is Meshameit LeMitzvah, right? Rov Poskim think you don't have to write a prosbul until the end of Shemitah, because we pass so Shemitah Meshametas.
One thing we haven't like fully addressed, the Urayim versus Kinneret, as you said, everyone else, how do we get to the positions we have?
What do you mean, how do we get to the positions?
As in the machlokes of automatic versus non-automatic, as in Urayim versus everyone else. What's the svara to say it's not automatic?
I mean, he thinks it's just a mitzvah on the gavra. Right, that Shemitah creates a chov for you to be Meshamet alone. It's not automatic, it doesn't wipe it away, right? It just creates a chov.
Very boring and basic question, but how does he to Lo Yigos when it eventually arrives that
Lo Yigos is an Isser?
Lo Yigos is an Isser, so what? So, but then
you should not claim the loan.
I know. So I think the Urayim, does he have a way you can claim the loan and not break an Isser at the same time? Is there any way he can do that or not?
No, right? The Urayim just says it's Usser to do it, but it's legal. Everyone else says it doesn't work.
As in, the Urayim's position is just that it's a technical possibility for you, as opposed to...
It's a legal possibility, it's just usher. Right, there are a lot of things that are like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, right, there are things like this where it's usher for you to do.
Physically able, yeah.
Yeah, but it's legal, yeah. Right? Okay. So that's Rav Zalman Nechemia, and a little bit of a side about Shemitah, fine. The classic sheet doesn't reach out and basically break down like this, okay? For people, who here is in Roy Tarrigan's shir? Who here went to Roy Sachs' shir? You went to Roy Sachs? Okay. That was it? Everyone else's other shir? Okay. Roy Sachs spoke about Tanai in general. Right, one derech is the sheet of the Ri, and this comes up in Tosis and Ksubas Daf Nun Vav. Do you remember it? Right? Why is Masna Mashikas Vitara doesn't? Why doesn't it work?
Well, because you can't. Can
you restart? No, it's been
a moment. Why don't we do that first, then, since you mentioned it, right? One possibility is to say that simply you're not serious about it, right? That is, that's Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Tosas Yishanim, right? But Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the second Torah, Rabbeinu Tam, Devei Maflik B'dvarim V'ein Zet Tanai Klal She'yiskayim Et Tanai L'man D'Omer Masa Masha Goz V'Torah Seno Batal V'Heve K'mo Amanas Shetali L'Rakia D'Va Asocher Es HaPoalim. He says it's very simple. Jews don't want to violate Isurim. Therefore, if you made it tonight, you made Masna Masha Goz V'Torah, does it work?
No.
No, why doesn't it work?
Because
you didn't mean it. Now, what if you did mean it, right? What if you, I don't know, do a kinyan chalipin? Good question.
Someone in their heart would never really do that.
Right, so we could construct an argument Rambam-esque. Right? We can construct a Rambam-esque argument, right? The Rambam famously holds by Kofanos and Acha Yoma Rotsani by Gittin. What does he say? You really want it deep down, a Jew, right? People are aware of what we're talking about? Right, the halacha is you have to give a get midas, right? You have to want to give the get. It has to be an expression of ratzon habaal. And yet, if someone's chayv to give a get and he doesn't want to, so we force him, kofenos hacha yomer rotzani. So why does that work? So the Rambam says that if the Bezdin tells you you're chayv to give a get, so then everybody deep down in their soul wants to do what's right, and therefore, even though you think you don't want to, you really want to. And the force that we're exerting is simply
motivator.
Washing away your yetzer hara, right? It's really you want it. We just need to remind you that you want it. It's a reminder. That's what he understands the Ratzono, right? Really, deep down, you want it. We just have to. Yeah, exactly. You have a Ratzon. So it could be Rabbeinu Tam means something like that, right? Totally objective. You're not serious. No one would ever be serious. You think you're serious? No, you're not serious, right? It could be that's what Rabbeinu Tam means, or it could mean very practically that you're just not serious, and then we could talk about ways of circumventing it. So that's one possibility. So take a very technical possibility. You don't mean it, right? No one wants to buy an Isser. You made it tonight against the Torah. It didn't. It's not true. Then what's the machlokes, right? Because there's machlokes in the Mishnah. Is it true? Masamash goes with Torah or not? Can you do it? Can you not? Is that true? Right? Are you serious? Not serious? Etc. Okay, the Re takes a very fundamental position. What does the Re say? You'll remember?
Where are we?
The first Tosos, right? What we just read was Tosos Yishanim, that's the second source. Right? The first one is the Re, quoted in Tosos, takes a different position. So what does he say? Do people remember? What? Stephen mentioned it in Shir, and I know Rasaks mentioned it in Shir. You were at Rabbi Sachs? You were at Rabbi Sachs? You were at Rabbi Sachs? Where were you? Oh, you're in Ramadan now. Oh, okay. What? Yes, I know. Ramadan, Rabin, switch off. Tag team. Okay. So the Re says like this. Why do Tanaim work at all?
Because they're Doretta. They have the Doretta from God.
There's a Xeris Akasa that Tanai works, right? Tanai, B'nai God, and B'nai Ruvain. So what does that imply? What does it imply? The fact that there's a Xeris Akasa, what does that tell you?
Generally, they shouldn't work.
They shouldn't work. Misvara, they wouldn't work, right? If you are trying to be mechal achalos, right, you are trying to create halachic reality, who says you have the right to put conditions on it? You shouldn't. There's a gzeiras akasav that tells you that you can, right? We learn of b'nei God, b'nei Ruvain. But if it's a gzeiras akasav, so what does that tell you?
If it's against the Torah,
That would be a charig, that would be an exception to the exception, therefore it would be choser to the original. Right, to the original rule, which is that tanaim don't work. Now, I should have clarified this. The real kasha by Masna Mashikos of the Torah is not just, right, why does it not work, but more importantly, right, even a bigger kasha, Masna Mashikos of the Torah, is not just why does it not work, but
if it doesn't work,
could any piece of it work if it doesn't?
No, the real kasha is why then does the chalos work? I understand that tonight doesn't work.
Why is it
right? Right? By kiddushin, right? Harei amikudesh li amanash in alike share ksus va'ona. So why should that be chal? Right? We paskin, it's chal. One second, let me finish my sentence. Right? We paskin. No, now I'm saying, now it's in the sentence. Right? We paskin that it is
chal.
Chal and your chayiv and sherek sus viona. So really, it's b'maman of shach. You can say that tonight doesn't work, but what else shouldn't work? The kiddushin, because you were mekadesh amanash and like sherek sus viona. So how does Rabbeinu Tam solve that problem?
He says that
I didn't mean it. I never meant it tonight. What does that mean? I did want the kiddushin. I didn't mean the tonight. Mimela. The kiddushin's chal without the tonight.
I wanted the other part.
Right, because I wanted the kiddushin. I didn't mean the tonight. Right? But according to the Re, right? So how does it work?
Well, because your tonight didn't matter at all. It was like saying nothing.
Exactly. Right? He's saying, no, you did the chalos. Tonight is a chiddush. Right? Tonight doesn't even make sense. Your only right to limit your chalos is
God.
Right? Is if you have a gzeiras akasav. If you don't, it just evaporates, and therefore, what is it as if you did? You just did, right? You tried to mechal the halos, you tried to make the kaddish without the tanai, right? So look at it inside quickly. Harezu mekudeshet v'tanah batal alkarchem v'tekafle tanai ayri damrala im ein olecha alai sheks v'ona hared mekudeshet v'im lav alti mekudeshet. The time that Rameir tonight, batal mishum masam kasher was with Torah. V'ilo kafel tonight, typically the time batal Rameir mishum debay tonight kafel. Right, so he says because he wasn't a couple of tonight, fine. So he says, so why is he married? The time him can't amayim mekudeshet. Haray his nebefer sheim yeh la alav sheks tzvona pshenim mekudeshet. V'ein lomar delakach mekudeshet v'hishem mekach amanasha timchalo v'arei machla el the ein mechilas a mechila. Right, don't say that what it really was that he was marrying her amanas that she would be mocheles, and now she just happened not to be mochel, and it doesn't matter, right? Don't say that. Right? And then he explains why not to say, let's skip it. Next line, Omiri. The love the alfin and mitnai bin a god of bin a ruvain, have amina de shum tanai in a vatos amaisa afi lo yiskayim besov amaisa kayim. Vahashtra the alfin and mehasim de mahani tanai levatal amaisa. I mean, in dafka bishaino masa mashgots betora. Right? So the Re says, look, the reason is because you were Makadish, you tried to create a chalos, you shouldn't have the right to put limitations on the chalos, and therefore if you violate the rules of Tanai B'nei God of B'nei Ruvain, in this case, by Masan Gazer B'Torah, you create a chalos with no limitations, and it works. Okay, we don't have that much time, so maybe we'll skip the details, but there are a lot of important details that the Re has in the next paragraph. Let's read it a little bit. Vimtamer came to Shach Masan Gazer B'Torah, Filo Gabe Mamon, Im Kein Lo Yuchal Adam Lim Chol Chovo La Olam, Al Yidei Tanai, Shem Yom Asay Mi, etc. Right, if this were really true, Ad HaSof, then, and you hold the Masan Gazer B'Torah even applies to money, which is a Salva Machlokes in the Gemara, so how could I ever be Mochel anything? Right, that would be what's Yotzi, and that's obviously not true. So he skipped down. V'teirat Rav Alchanan dasam nami my Omer Karav Yishev Rav Manash Ein Lelai Dinezek Echashem Masan Gashem B'Torah Rav Alimchal Yachal. So Alchanan is mitarets that it's a very technical answer. In a chanami, you couldn't say you can damage me, and that's mutter. Right, that wouldn't work. But to say you'll damage me and I'll be mochel, that works. Why? Because I'm not being masna mashakos b'torah, essentially. What am I doing? Once you violate the isser, and now you have an obligation to me, what am I doing? I'm forgiving it. Right? I'm not being masna mashakos b'torah. I'm not saying that the din nezek doesn't apply. I'm just saying that when the chov that the Torah creates would apply to me, what am I doing? Then I'll forgive it. But I'm not be'etzem. I'm not fundamentally changing Torah law. Right? So that's how Rav Elchanan sort of circumvents the logical conclusion of this, and he said, look, in monetary cases, this may not be true, because one could say I'm not really limiting the Torah itself, I'm simply forgiving my obligations. Now, I assume Stephen mentioned this, and Rav Sacks definitely mentioned this, that there are shitas, right, namely the shita of the Gaonim, that actually say that there is no limitation, that you don't even need, you don't need klali hatanayim by mamonos at all, right, by mamonos, since it's completely tully and ratzon ha'adam, so you don't need it tonight at all. Right? It's logical. You don't need the gzeres hakasov. That sort of stems, right? That's the logical.
But we can't force you to take money. Like, how could he force you to take?
Well, you don't have to take it, but meaning he's saying by not yisurin, right? I mean, the shita gaonim is more expensive. That all monetary cases, I don't need the mishpatei hatanayim, but it comes from the same rule, right? That basically, look, when it comes to money, I have the right to forgive it. So, okay, so I can circumvent the problem of Ashna Gozo Vatora. I can circumvent tonight kafol.
But then you're saying Yerushin isn't...
The kasha, obviously, isn't the paradigm for Masna Ashna Gozo, for mishpatei hatanayim, rather, from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain, which is itself Yerusha, which is itself
Mamonos.
And what's the answer? Yerusha is not pure Mamon, right? You have to hold that Yerusha is not pure Mamon. By Yerusha's Eretz Yisrael, this is Vadai true, right? That makes a lot of sense, right? There's more to Yerusha's Eretz than pure Mamonos. Even by regular Yerusha, it's not obvious that it's pure Mamonos, which may explain the beginning of the ninth perek. Right, Yerusha, right, you look, for example, the Chinuch, it's about being memale makom aviv, right, at a certain level, right? There's more to it. It's not just a pure monetary thing. It's a, right, you, at a certain level, you're supposed to be the heir, right? The Rambam paskins, at least in the Yerusha of children, you don't just bequeath money, you bequeath status, right? If a child is zoch, is ra'ui, to inherit its father's srara, so we give it over to the son, right? You see that it's like control, right? If like the father was a rav of the shul, if the son is ra'ui, you should give it to the son. If he's not ra'ui, you don't, but l'chatchila, you should try to give it to the child. What does that tell you? It tells you that it's more than just giving over money, right? It's you have a, you're supposed to be the mamalei makom aviv, right? There's a mitzvah element to Yerusha. There's an iser for a father to not allow his children to be yoresh, right? So it's a, seems to be at some level chiv on the parent, a chiv on the child, right? There is a vision that Yerusha has that's more than monetary, and I think that would be the tirut to that. Okay, so that's two answers, right? The Rei and Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban quotes Rabbeinu Tam and goes in a slightly different direction. The Ramban in Bava Basra Kuf Chof Apam Beis V'nichal Rabbeinu Tam Zal Dechol Masa Masa Kuf Zitorah V'kemaf Lek B'dar Dvarim Dum Yitzit Tanai Shiev Shal Akaimo etc. As you quote the Ramban, he doesn't like the Ramban. We don't have time to read why he doesn't like it, but let's skip to the next paragraph. Velinir, so what does the Ramban himself say? Taima de kol masa masa gosu betara tanau badal mishum de kol tanai de ka'akar le lamaisa lav tanau shekevan she'arma manas she'ein lecha alai harei mekudeshet li chalo kedushin she'matsu makom lachol she'arei efshar l'iskayim etanai she'lo yitin l'sheksus v'hona v'kevan she'chalo lo chalo lechatsoin she'en ishus lechatsoin. The Ramban, at least in the case of Kedushin, suggests a third answer. Right? What does he say?
If it's a mixed impossible chalos, then you...
Yeah, so he's mechali something in Tanai. Right? One way of understanding Tanai is what?
It's taking away things.
That it's... Well, that's what he says. But the classic way of understanding Tanai is what? Is it's purely a condition. Right? It's... I want the chalos to happen if this happens, right? That's all it is. I'm setting a condition. The Ramban seems to hold that's not what a tanai is. What's a tanai? It's a limitation on the actual chalos, right? It's instead of me directly being mekadesh the woman, I'm leaving a shiur, right? I'm leaving something over. It's I'm being mekadesh, but I'm limiting the definition of marriage, right? That seems to be what he's saying. But what's the problem? If that's keneged haTorah, then that shiur doesn't work, right? But what does he think? That fundamentally, right, for the Re, what happened? The Kedushin was Chal in its entirety because you don't really have a right to set up Tanayim, and once it's Masa Machakot of the Torah, so you can't set up the Tanai, and therefore it's Chal in its entirety. Rabbeinu Tam says you never meant it, so obviously it's Chal in its entirety. The Ramban thinks, is the Kedushin Chal in its entirety?
Yeah.
No, right? That's not what he's saying. He's saying, no, the Tanai, in fact, right, the fact that you were set up a Tanai, what does it do? It actually limits the Kedushin. This is only a 70% Kedushin, a 50% Kedushin. Aye, then why is the Kedushin Chal?
Because you can't have it.
Because ain't Kedushin Lechatzayin. It's since the part of the Kedushin that wasn't subject to the Tanai was Chal, and Kedushin by its definition can't exclude Sherksus Va'ona, so the Kedushin spreads and it becomes a full chalos. Right? So the Ramban is saying something very subtle, right? He's saying, in Ochanami, at some level, I really was Meichel the Tanai. But if the Tanai was Kenega the Torah, so then the Tanai is eliminated. But the Kedushin that I was Mekadesh with is in fact affected by the Tanai. Right? It itself is limited. But it's still chal because of a different rule that kedushin can't be like chatzayin. Like the chalos, once any of the chalos is toface, it spreads because a chalos can exist in a partial form. What?
I mean, in a box sort of thing.
In a
box.
It can't exist in a box.
It isn't limited.
Meaning it can't. No, it just can't exist in a partial form, right? Chalos. Meaning it should. In theory, it would, but it can't, right? Well, definitionally, it can't.
Basically, all or nothing.
Yeah, meaning that's what he's saying. It's like it's all or nothing, but not the way the Re says all or nothing, right? It's it actually at some level is chal partially. It's just that that's an unstable. That's not stable, right? So it can either disappear or it can be chal. And he says, well, since half of it was chal and the limitation was illegitimate, so it spreads. And so we basically have three positions, just to chazer quickly. Right? Why is it the masna mashkosa? Well, four positions. Why did masna mashkosa b'tar doesn't work? So Rav Zalman Nechemia, we saw, thinks that really this is a misnomer. Really, the machlokas is very simply: is do you have the right to turn down rights, right, opportunities? Right? Is the Torah telling you this is what must be? It looks like a zchus, but it's not. It's fundamentally the Torah telling you normatively, you should get this right. Don't try to get out of it, or not. Within the Rishonim, we have three possibilities, right? We have the very simple possibility of Rabbeinu Tam, that you just never meant it, right? And that's why it's chal in its entirety, because really you didn't mean it. You really wanted the Kedushin to be chal. Now, whether he means that, like, you really did mean it, or like deep down, in the Rambam sense of the word, we treat it as if you wanted it, not clear. Then we have the Riyu says, look, all of Tanaim is Exeris HaKasov, you don't really have the right to limit it, and therefore, if you were Mekadesh someone, the Kedushin is Chal, you don't have a right to limit it. The only limitation you could have is because of the Exeris HaKasov, but if you violate Exeris HaKasov, Memela, the Kedushin is Chal, and there's no limitation. The Ramban says something very Mechudash, which is that no, Tanai actually effectively limits the chalos. It's just that a partial chalos is not stable, and because the Tanai was illegitimate, so Mimela, the part of the chalos that was chal, spreads and becomes a full chalos. But at some level, he maintains, unlike the rear of Rabbeinu Tam, that in fact a Tanai, a case of Tanai, Masa Masa Gaza Vitara, in fact does limit the chalos. It's just that that can't continue to live. So Mimela it's chal, but at some level, right, it's something, it's very, very different from all three and Rabbeinu Tam. Question. Next week, do we want to continue in Ksubas? I know some people are giving Shirim on Purim. Do we want to do that? Or do we want to just
Do you have something interesting to say on Purim?
I mean, I can't.
Which you think no one else will say?
I mean, That's part of the problem. Meaning, what I have to say in Purim that no one else will say is what I said last year and is online. You can, you know, listen to it if you want, which is what I think about drinking in Purim. But
which is
no, don't do it.
Nice.
Totally.